Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Hartley's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, we're Gav's driving, of course. We're in the western part of Sydney. We're not at the track yet, but it is starting to blow up. And I just heard on a news bulletin at least 60 k's an hour through Sydney late in the day, so it could be interesting. Mate, the Rolly Mile's been run for many, many years. Always been a terrific race out here at Hawkesbury. And nice field today. Couple of horses heading for what you'd think are bigger things in the spring. Maybe go better after they have a run today. But, gee, it's a good program. I love the support program as well as the Rolly Miles. Some very promising young horses racing in maidens today and other races. So let's see if we can find a winner, Sean.
All right, the first one, War Cabin at $5. Number two, Bob's Cool to 151. Three, Spanish Pearl, 26. Four, Darling Point, $1.35. Five, Heebie Jeebie, 126. Six, Rebu Red X, 15. Number seven, Estraverto, $5.50. Eight out, nine, Stella Blaze, $13. Favourite, $1.35. Very short, four, Darling Point.
Well, if you saw the fillies only race start at Canterbury on the 19th of June, you'd have her $1.35. She is a long row filly, owned by John Camilleri in Bredder, and Brad Widup trains her out at Hawkesbury. He runs second that day in June on a soft seven to Betcher Flying. The run was sensational. She got a mile back. She was running 12 stone last at the 400 at Canterbury. And, you know, as you know, it's only a short straight. Mm. She made up a furlong. She rocketed home to get beat a long head or so. She's had a little bit of a break, you know, nearly 2 months, but she had a trial at Warwick Farm, the McDonald Hot Donner, for the first time in the trial on the 9th of August. She was running third on the fence, cruised up to win the trial, and she went to the line hard held. She had plenty in reserve. I think she is very, very tough. Darling Point on what we saw that day at Canterbury, end of the trial. Short price, but should win. Now, the top weight War Cabinet, went okay on first up at Newcastle. It's got slightly held up a bit. I had another look at the run last night. I made it a take two after that Newcastle run on Sky. It ran fourth there, beaten about a length and a half. Held up the last 50, but you know, probably wasn't totally clear. But I don't think it can beat the favourite. But I think on the home track, with Abdullah aboard, it'll run a good race. Number seven for third, Escoverto. It was first up the other day for Kylie Gavin. It ran fourth that day at Wyong. And number nine, best of the others, which is Stella Blaze, the Scotty Singleton. 4, 1, 7, and 9.
I just looked at the Canterbury run, Gary. She was still almost last at the furlong.
Exactly. Yep.
And the out
run
wide.
Was incredible.
Oh, got beaten the nose. Huge run.
Yep. She was favourite for a race yesterday, Sean, in town. And Brad decided to hang on to her until today.
Ooh, huge run. Now, the second for the 3-year-olds, one Leo is 480, two out, three Acumen, 210, four Bigger Than Thorn, $9, five Cracking Mo, 34, six Rangers, $5. Number seven out, eight Texas Forever, six. Number nine Charles, 7, 950, 10, 11 out. Favourite, 210, number three Acumen.
Acumen. James Cummings has got him. He's an extreme XL cult. He's only had the one start. That was at Bendigo back at the end of July. And he was beaten just under two lengths. He was on the speed all the way. Then in a recent trial at Randwick, Rachel King rode him. Races riding today, led. He was taken on at the 800 and headed. And then shared the lead at the top of the straight. But he never, ever got off the bit in the trial. Looked like he had plenty in reserve. Rachel rides him from a really good draw today. Barrier two. It'd be very hard to beat. Leo was a good run at Kembla last start. We spotted him on debut at Newcastle back in early July when he got back and really hit the line to run second to a horse of Mark Newnham, Super Longley. He had a fourth at Kembla, and then last start he ran second there, August 8. Only beaten ahead. He was last, five or six off the lead at the 600. Wanted to go a bit fierce early. End mid-race, but he really rocketed to the line. He's second to me. Number six, I like the third in the race, which is Tracking Bow. It may even race on the speed here. Just looking to what the speed map. And yeah, they've got it up on the racing and sports up on the speed. I think it'll run all right first up. Laurie Parker trains it. That's, of course, was Laurie Ray before she got married. And number eight, best of the others in the race, which is Texas Forever for David Fife and Nashua Willer. 3, 1, 6, and 8.
Third event, the maiden, 1 Tweed, 41, 2 Maggie Miss, 230, 3 Aunt, 4 Silk Touch, 151, 5 Favourite 12, 6 Mo's Crown, 750, number 7 Montserrat, 390, 8 Rome, 440, 9 Spiritual Power, 16, 10, 11 out, 12 Class Act, 21, 13, 14 out. Favourite 230, 2 Maggie Miss.
Maggie Miss is my best bet of the day. Gay and Adrian, after a treble yesterday, they trained this mare by Medaglia d'Oro. It's a 4-year-old having its third start. It's owned by Paul Whelan, Luskin Park Lodge, up there in the Hunter Valley, and some of his family and a number of others. He only had the two runs. Canterbury, way back in September, ran fourth behind a smart horse, so taken. Got beat a length and a half after trying to lead all the way. Then went to the Kenzo and ran second in October on October 1. Beaten 1.3 by Unguarded. Was on the speed all the way. Had two trials in readiness for the first up run. And the last one at Randwick, it won. Shared the lead to the 600, and young Leah Kilner, the North Coast apprentice, who's on loan, I think, to Gay and Adrian, gave her a dig in the ribs, and wow, she absolutely bolted in by nearly 4 lengths, unextended in the trial. Tommy Berry, I think, rides today, does he? No, Tim Clark rides her. Drawn out a bit wide, but she's got very, very good speed, and I don't think the wide barrier will stop her from winning. Number two on top, Maggie Miss. Number seven is my second pick in the race, Montserrat for James Cummings and Kieran McAvoy. Got a good barrier. Has had a couple of trials. The most recent one was at Warwick Farm, which it won. Was hard held, but so was the horse that ran second hard held in the trial, a horse called Devon. But it was way off the lead, way off the track in the trial up on the speed and looked to go pretty good. Number eight, third pick, Rome. First up today after a nice trial in the Snowden camp. Nash rides, got a bad barrier, or tricky barrier, but I'm sure it'll run okay. And number six, Mo's Crown, best of the others. It's got good speed, it may even lead here. Who the best to beat 7, 8, 6?
Righto, race four, number one, Dambulla, is 350, 2 Fast Train, 230, 3 Porky Pies, 21, 4 Society, $4, 5 Gloriosa, 18, 6 Havana Storm, 17, 7 Lady of Cos, 850, 8 out, 9 Caldero, 101, and 10 Sharakina, 151, 230, number 2 Fast Train, the favourite.
Well, you've got to be forgiving the back Fast Train, let me tell you. Like, he's hard to catch. He's caught me a few times. He's had 12 starts for one win, 6 places. I think Society will win here for Chris Waller. It was very unlucky the other day at Kembla. And it had to have a couple of looks at the replay. I think at one stage, Nash was up in the irons. It might have went close to going over the fence. I'll tell you what happened that day. It ended up running 6 feet to 2.6. Nash had it worse in midfield. Got held up at the top of the straight, held up at the 250. And that's where it got badly interfered with at the 250. Only got clear late. Should have finished a lot closer. And you could argue that it should have nearly won the race. I saw it win on debut at Newcastle back in June, coming from last in a race up there, and absolutely rocketed home over the 1,400 to just get up and win. Long stay at hospital seated. It'll suit it. Nash's riding. I think it's a big chance at a bit of value here and better than each way odds. Dambulla are put in for second under the dynamic team. Got beat a length and a half here the other day, even though it got beat, even though it ran 10th. Beyond Lady Evelyn, it was a packed field, went over the line. Was running second in the run. Led straightening, headed at the 180. Lady Evelyn was just a bit too good, but This horse won well at Gosford prior to that. Sally had three runs, and it runs second at Hawkesbury on debut with Judicator, who goes okay. Number two Fast Trainer put in for third. He's going to be on the speed. He's going to break through again shortly for Gerald. McAvoy rising today. Maybe he'll get the best out of him. And number five, Gloriosa. Been a little bit disappointing. Went better last start. 4, 1, 2, and 5.
On to the fifth event now. 1/8 to Mortal is 5.50. 2 Street Rogue, 26. 3 Gin and Tonic, 71. 4 Parveen, 4.60. 5 Joyous Times, 26. 6 Mapango, 151. 7 Diaga, 14. 8 Nuclear Summit, $6. 9 Skaconic, 6.50. Number 10 Momentum Glory, 126. 11 Mia Nebula, 23. 12 Night Witches, 11. 13 out. 14 Shining Eagle, 5.50. 15 out. 16 Sereni, 9.50. 17, 18 out. 4.60 favourite. Number 4 Parveen.
Sean Parveen. I've been on a couple of times. We'll get to it shortly. But I like the Sonic. Is that how you say it? Say it? Number 9? So.
Yeah.
Pretty close, anyway.
Yeah,
it's
a Sonic.
Tommy Berry rides from Barrier 1, which is a big asset. This horse has had one run. That was at Warwick Farm back in May. Got beat 5 lengths. Coming from midfield behind Minton. Had 2 trials recently. Run 5th to Acumen, beaten 2 lengths in the last trial at Ramwick. Was back 3rd last, a long way off the lead, ridden along in the straight and just kept running on, running on. Tommy trialled it, he's riding it, and it's got barrier 1. Really good each way value. I think he'll run a big race. Nutrius Summit has yet to run a place. Gary Moore's got it. 4 starts, no placings. Hasn't run, well, it did run on the 27th of July, first up at Eagle Farm. Got beat less than 3 lengths. Got back and made up good ground. But it went round of the Magic Millions at Wyong back in December. Got beat about 6 metre, Unite and Conquer. The form might seem sensational, but I think in this race it's a definite chance. Number 4, Parveen. Well, he's had a stack of dancers. I was told at one stage by the stable she was going to go to stud this season. Whether she still is, I don't know. She's a 4-year-old mare, 6 starts, 5 placings. Once at Newcastle, I thought she was home for all money and society run her down. She run second. She was first past the post in a race at Kembla, lost on protest. Her last start, she run 4th at Warwick Farm, a making whoopee, beaten 4.5 lengths. Number 14 is a place chance. Shining Eagle Passage. 9, 8, 4, and 14.
Race 6, 1 Bucephalus, $4. 2 Luminaire, 13. 3 out. 4 Brunken Arrows, 5.50. 5 Defeat, $8. 6 Evict, 41. 7 Sagalis, 3 even. Number 8 is Burnsun, 151. 9 Camp Rifle, 4.60. 10 Miss Goodnight, 151. 11 Boom Queen, 26. 12 out. 13 The Patrician, 23. And 14 Fame Shines, 151. 3 even. Number 7 Sagalis.
It's a good race. But I like the $5.50 about Broken Arrows. I thought the trial was a ripper at Rose Hill recently. Beat this Electric in the trial. Got back to 3rd last. Glenn Boss trialled it and he's riding it. The only drawback is the barrier. But it got back to 3rd last. Got a split at the 200. It's not through the gap. And ran on really strong to beat this Electric, who was in town on Saturday. And it's a pretty smart horse. To go back to last prep. This horse was placed in its last 5 starts. Second at Gosford, just beaten the Bentley Magic. Second at Hawkesbury, beaten a length and a quarter to Asharani. Second at Kembla, placed on the Kenzo. Blinkers come off today, and the weekends go on. Don't like the barrier, but she does get back. Or he does. He does get back, and he'll hit the line hard here. I reckon at 5.50 is great value. Run 7 first up. It's pretty short, but it does get McDonald from a good barrier. James Cummings has got it. Run 2nd before a spell in March on a heavy track at Warwick Farm. Only beat the length and after the smart for Seeker. First up at Kembla recently, got beat a length. Closed in late. Fitter for the run with a big chance. Number 9 Camp Rifle, the stable mate. Also with James. Scratched yesterday. I'm sure I heard on the say there's been good money for this. went well on debut when it won. And number one, Bucephalus for the Hawks family. Not without a chance. Nice trial. Winner at Canterbury on debut back in January. 4-7-9-1.
The seventh, the Polytrack Rolly Mile. 1, Duke of Valentinois. 6-2, Destiny's Kiss. 101. 3, Brim Rocks. 23. 4, Galway. 3.55, Mr. Garcia. 15. 6, All Too Soon. 7.50. 7, Supernova. 3, Even. Number 8, Love Shack Baby. 8.50. 9, La Chicabella. 16. 10, No Escape. 23. But $3 even for 7, Supernova.
It'd be hard to beat, I'd imagine. But I like Gula. Number 4 from the James Cummings here. Tim Clark, the ride. I'll get it. Nice run from Barrier 3, but he does get back. Or I had a look at his Rose Hill run on the 27th of July, his last start, in the Winter Challenge, a black type race. Seaway won the race. Goodfella run second. This horse got the 3/4 of a length. Absolutely rocketed to the line. He only ran fourth, but Gallagher beat 3/4. He was last on the home turn. Rachel King rode him, got him outside them. At the top of the straight, and it made up a fill, and G ran on well. I thought it was a terrific run that day. Prior to that, he ran second at Rose Hill on the heavy eight in the winter state, and he won at Rose Hill before that, won the black type Pacific State. I think there's a number of chances here, but he's one of them, and he's got residual fitness on his side. He's had a trial, I think, to be hard to beat. Duke of Valentinois will run okay. His trial was all right at Randwick. He only runs 7, but Tim Clark never put any pressure on him. Ran on well. He's always a chance in a race like this. Supernova, well, the trial was, he wasn't allowed to do much in the trial. No doubt about that. He had terrific form last time in. He's destined for much bigger things, group races. And in his last 6 starts, Sean, he's had 3 wins in 2 seconds. Breton rising today, Abdullah, he's got to be hard to beat. And Love Shack Baby, going well. Good win last start. Bossy rides it again. And I thought that win, David Pfeiffer, of course, trains him. I thought the win in the Coffs Harbour Cup was good enough to be a chance here, even though up in class. 4-1, 7-8.
The eighth event, 1 Naruda, $5. 2 Tenorino, 5. Number 3 Hempstead, 23. 4 Maid of War, 5.50. 5, Eugenio, 51. 6, Mustafa, 9.50. 7, Amalak Millie, 18. 8, Atomic Sunrise, 3.60. Number 9, Kiara Rose, 34. 10, Layla de Vega, 8.50. 11 out. 12, Ardanza, 16. 13, 2, Ducks Arty, 34. Favourite, 3.60. Number 8, Atomic Sunrise.
I'm keen on Maid of War here. Nick Olive making the trip up from Canberra, and that's the right. Oh, gee, this was a run the other day. In the highway, you'll say, you know, people say you should be going the medal lane at run 10. But it got beat 3.5 lengths. He was a mile back in the race. Got a decent check on the home turn. Held up at the 300 and really hit the line hard at the end of the 1200. Goes to 1400 here today. That was at Randwick, that run of the highway class 3. 1400 here today. $7 into $5.50. Ash rides him again. The long straight, certainly again, as it was at Randwick, will suit him. I reckon he's got a great hope. I'll be back at him each way. Tenorino, Kerry Parker and Tim Clark, who have got a good association. Won a race 3 starts back at Kembla. But his last run at Warwick Farm was good. I think a beat a length and a half. Was back last. Robbie Dolan rode him. He got steadied at the 400. Chased home good. Number 8, third pick, Atomic Sunrise. Good winner for the Snowdens last start. And number 6, best of the others, the start. I think it might improve today. 4-2-8.
All right, what's your best?
Best bet, race 3, number 2, Maggie Miss. For the Whelan family and others, Paul hasn't been in the best of health, and we'd love to see it win for him. And I think it will. Race 3, number 2.
All right, good on you, Gaz. We'll look forward to hearing your late mail through the day on Rolly Mile Day.
Yep, terrific program. Plenty of blue sky. We've just got to keep the wind away. It's not too bad at the moment.
All right, good on you, Gaz. Talk to you later on.
See ya. Good luck.